Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 17, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself. And again, it's not an issue of dictatorship. It is an issue of submitting yourself and as unto the Lord. We looked at an example last week about a husband and wife. Wives, submit yourself to the husbands. It's not that the husband's any more better or even any more smarter. My wife lays out my clothes because years ago, I actually came to church with one pair of brown shoes and a brown shoe and a black shoe. I'll never forget it because I just was in a hurry. Ever since then, she started laying, and I was right here. I remember this. I just happened to look for I looked down home and I got back here, and my wife's called. Everybody called me. Anyway, so many times our wives are much smarter than that. I asked David. Quinby, he looks nice this morning. Very nice. One of the rare occasions he looks nice. And so I complimented him. Nice suit, tie, you know, shirt and all. I said, Pat must have laid your clothes out. He says, no, I did it myself. I still don't believe him. I told him, even your shoes don't match, though. Your shoes don't match. But I'm saying, the wives are much more intelligent than us men, you know. But still, God has an order. The husband is the head of the home, and the wife submits as unto the Lord. The same order here is within a church. Well, I was talking, where was I the other day? Somewhere in a church setting up or doing something. And something was said, well, there's too many Indians and not enough chiefs. You know, everybody was trying to tell everybody this is just somebody taking charge. And, of course, I was in the background. It wasn't none of my business. But there's a lot of truth in that. You know, and sometimes you hear the adage, the inmates are running the asylum. You know, and all these kinds of, well, the thought is somebody has to take leadership authority. And in a New Testament church, God has given that authority to the pastor. Again, it doesn't mean we're any better than anybody else. And we all make mistakes, even pastors. Amen. I was hoping you wouldn't say amen to that. I'm just kidding. Yeah, we, you know, none of us are perfect, but we are to obey them. And then verse number 24, we're to salute them, greet them that had the rule over you and all the saints. And while I was studying this past week, I come across something. I told it Wednesday night. I never, ever, ever seen before. You know, you hear it all the time. You know, there's nothing. You can't read the Bible year after year after year and think you've learned it all. Amen. Always something new, something fresh. And I learned something new this past week. I was so excited. I told the church at prayer meeting about it, and because I was looking at some pastoral things and all. Let me share this with you. In all of Paul's epistles, he would greet the churches with these words, grace and peace. For example, Romans chapter number 1, I haven't wrote down, I wrote them all down, I want to read them. Verse number 7, to all be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now he writes to the church at Corinth, the very next letter, the epistle. Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 3. And verse number 2, unto the church of God. So all these letters are to churches. Verse number 3, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. He writes the church at Corinth again the second time. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 2, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. How many times have we read this over and over and over? The book of Galatians. That next book. So Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, all these is the same greeting. Galatians chapter number 1, verse number 3. Grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 2. Again, it's to the saints which are at Ephesus, though that church at Ephesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Philippians chapter number 1. Again, this is the saints at Philippi. It mentions this in verse number 1. Verse number 2. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Colossians. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Every one of these. Colossians chapter 1, verse number 2. To the saints and faithful brethren at Christ, which are at Colossae, again, that church at Colossae, to those members there, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you getting kind of a thought here? Okay, he's not done. What's the next book after Colossians? 1 Thessalonians. Did y'all know that song, by the way? Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts, and Romans, and Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, and Titus, Philemon, Hebrew, James, Peter, John, Jude, and Revelation. Y'all know that song? So sometimes, not so much in the old, there was a song for the Old Testament too. Turn to Philemon. I said, Hebrews, James, Peter, John, or something. Anyway, 1 Thessalonians, which comes after Colossians, verse 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus are unto the church at Thessalonians, which is in God the Father, Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, Lord Jesus Christ. What's the one after 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians? Let's see, verse 1, 2. Chapter 1, verse 2. We give thanks to God always for you. No, it's in verse 1. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you see something there? Now, I want you to turn me to 1 Timothy, chapter number 1. I caught this last week. The first time ever, it just blew me away. Paul is writing to a young preacher named Timothy. It's called the pastoral epistles. For those of you Bible students, these are pastoral epistles. The others are epistles, letters to churches. 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus are pastoral epistles written to two preacher boys. And there's a whole other lesson there. But I want you to notice something different. See if you catch it. Verse number 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of our God and Savior, and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope, unto Timothy, my own son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace. Did y'all catch something? I never caught that before in my life till last week. Had all the other greetings to the churches was grace and peace, grace and peace, grace and peace. But when he got to young Timothy, he added a word. What was that word? Turn to 2 Timothy. Again, that pastoral epistle. Again, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my beloved son, dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus, our Lord. Again, he used that word mercy. He did not use those other. Now turn me to Titus, chapter number 1. I was like a pig in slop this past week. When I found this, said, well, I've never, ever, ever seen this before again. In Titus chapter number 1, let's jump down to verse number 4. To Titus, my own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Lord Jesus Christ. You think that was by accident? The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 119 that every word is pure. All of God's word is inspired, from Genesis to Revelation, every word. I believe that. But I find it very interesting that throughout all of Paul's epistles to the churches, he addressed them grace and peace. But when he talked to these two young preacher boys, he used another word he didn't use for those other ones, and the word was mercy. He said grace, mercy, and peace.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.